still a demand.
I'm teasing you guys. Oh man, it's such an honor to preach God's word to you guys. I'm so humbled and I love what I feel when I prepare for a preach. It almost feels like there's a bit of nerves, but it's just the humbleness of God's power that He's given to us. And I just pray this morning a fresh anointing over this word, that it will fall upon good ground and will be accepted for you today, Jesus. This morning, I believe that there's been already a step of faith. I believe that you took the step of faith by coming here this morning. Through the heat, maybe you got up late, maybe you're feeling a bit funny this morning, but you took a step of faith and you are sitting right here. Those of you who got married, you took the step of faith when you said, I do. You didn't see those 20, those 30, those 40 years that you married, right? But you took the step on that day to say, I do. And I'm humble this morning. I'm carrying a 100-rand note in my Bible. And a young lady came to me this morning. We're speaking on a step of faith. A young lady came and she said that she's battling a bit financially in the season. And while battling, someone gave 100 rand and she was going to put this into a fuel tank. This morning she gives it to me as a step of faith, because she believes that this can change something in the atmosphere. This can fill up tanks that you cannot see in the future by making a step of faith. I pray this morning that we start to take a step of faith in your lives this morning. I was asked to preach last week and I was like, I don't want to preach. I'm night shift weekend. How can I preach after night shift? But God is saying to me, boy, I want to stretch you. I want to stretch you. I want to open up your mind. In the week, the preparation was so weird. I had it's just like one of the most weirdest feelings I've ever felt. But God is saying, you're doing this for me. And Friday night, I get to work. And I took a chance. I said, hey, my friend, would you mind working for me? And his response immediately was yes. You see, God, when you start to take a step of faith and you start to put Him first, He honors you. Because I'm preaching not Grant's word today. I'm preaching the word of God. I'm preaching for Jesus today. You see, Jesus opens up doors when you start to step out of faith. And I pray this morning that we will start to get the stepping. So Martin Luther King preached that faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. This morning in your spirit, I want you to take that first step this morning. Don't allow the enemy to put fear inside of you this morning. To enter this journey of faith, we got to take the first step. Guys, we got to take the first step. It's an action. We got to take the first step. As believers, we are saved by faith. We live by faith. We grow daily by faith. Every day we're depending on Jesus for our lives, our homes, financially, what we eat every single day. That's how we live. Because of Jesus, we live by faith, not in fear of what's going to happen in the evening, what I might eat. God has already provided for you when you open your eyes in the morning. And as we get to journey with Peter this morning, we start to see how Peter takes a step of faith by stepping out of the boat onto the stormy sea. I want you to put yourselves into Peter's shoes today, if they wore shoes that time. I think it was sandals, eh? I want you to think that you are Peter tonight. Just have a visual understanding of, I am Peter taking a step out to this morning. This morning, my reading is taken from Matthew chapter 14, 22 to 23. And if you don't mind, would you just read with me? God's word says, immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat. Can you shout for me, immediately? Immediately. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on the mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone on the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. Can you imagine? But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." Could you repeat this after me? Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Peter then says, "Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water." And Jesus simply says, "Come to me." Come on. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You have little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Now, I added this point in my quite late, in fact. And the first point is the power of the plan. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans." Jesus always knows the plans. Plans to prosper you. He's never here to harm you. You must remember, there was just a miracle before this. Jesus had fed the 5,000 with the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, right? And straight after that, he gets his disciples into a boat and he says, the word says, immediately puts them in the boat and pushes them away. Where did my notes go? And I found 2 reasons out of this. Number one, Jesus went up on the mountain to pray. I want to urge you this morning and myself, get on your knees in that quiet time and find a place to pray. God wants to do something through you, but he needs our quiet time. He needs our intimate time. Jesus himself, who was God in all that he was in body and in spirit, you think that he needed to take time? He was God. But Jesus himself recognized that, hey, I got to spend time with the Father. This morning, I urge you and myself to spend time with my Father and our Father this morning. The next was, he pushed them out. You see, Jesus would never let you go through the valley of the shadow of death without holding your hand. You see, Jesus already knew what was going to happen there at the sea, or in the lake, they call it as well, in some versions of the Bible. He already knew that I'm going to walk on water, but I'm not going to tell you, disciples. There's something I got in store for you. That's the God that we serve. He will never put you somewhere without holding your hand this morning. Trust God. Trust the process. He's got your hand. Point number 2 is the power of faith. Faith is not just a passive belief, but an active trust in God. It allows us to do extraordinary things. Oh, come on. When we start to take the step of faith, God starts to open up doors. One of the main reasons why we can't step up is because we're still leaning on our addictions. We're so focused on taking small steps for God, and we're saying, "That's enough, Lord." Because we keep leaning on our own understanding. We keep leaning onto our addictions. We keep leaning onto our fears because it's holding us back from taking a big step. But we're taking baby steps of faith. This morning, I want you to take a big step of faith in Christ this morning. Stop holding back. Let us stop holding back from the Word of God. Let's take big steps together and increase the kingdom. I know the power of God is upon this place. It's upon Grace Life. We see it growing, and I know that God is going to do a good thing inside of you. You see, when you take the first step, and we get to encounter God. The only way that we can encounter God is by taking a step. a step of faith. And then we get to encounter God. Once we encounter, then we find a community like where we're sitting right now. We become family. We're brothers and sisters. We help each other. Fuel, love, patience, kindness. We help each other as a band of believers. And ultimately, taking the step of faith fulfills our destiny. What Jesus wants us to do. You see, when we were in the world, we thought we knew what we were doing. We had everything under control. Money, go to the car, go to the house. Everything is under control. But you see, when you serve Jesus, oh, come on. He starts to shape up your destiny. He starts to use you mightily. He starts to minister to you financially, where to put your finances, what to do with it, how to control your emotions, your fears. This is the God that we serve when we start to take a step of faith this morning. I love that you're wearing that t-shirt, Sean. You should have given me that t-shirt, that faith t-shirt. Come on, I'm preaching. Could have helped me out there. Peter was a simple fisherman, guys. Simple, just like you and I. We're simple workers, mechanics, electricians. Simple guy like Peter, he used to walk on water. That by stepping out of a boat in a stormy sea is not something normal. Guys, Peter did not practice how to walk on water. He's like, hey, today, disciples, come help me. Let's start walking. No. He walked on water because of faith. He walked on water because of trust. He walked on water because of his belief in Jesus Christ. He knew Jesus would carry him. It's the ability to trust God so completely that we are willing to step out of our comfort zones. We are so comfortable serving God. God wants us to step out and impact the world. You see, the enemy doesn't mind if you're a believer and you're not impacting the world. He'll actually just let you go. I said, oh, no, this one, yeah, I'll leave this one. You don't have to worry about this one. But when you start to trust and when we start to step into our glory, God will start to use us. God will start to minister to us. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Faith is not just about believing in God, but it's also believing what God can do through us. God is about to do something mighty through you, but the fear and the addictions are holding us back this morning. Faith is a lifelong journey. We walk it every single day. Faith is about perseverance. You see, Peter, what he did when he was sinking, the first thing he did, he cried out, Lord, help me. You see, he didn't need to persevere. He could have just said, oh, I'm sinking now. I'm sinking. I'm sinking. I'm sinking. Keep going. Keep going. You see, by trusting God, it's building up perseverance in you. Because no matter what you are going through, it does not shift you. Because of your faith in Christ this morning. Faith changes our perspective completely. He makes us see beauty in ashes. That's the kind of God that we serve. We look at South Africa, and people are always speaking so bad about South Africa. But I believe this is a beautiful country. You know why? Because of Jesus that's inside of me. You think Jesus put me here for no reason? You think that Jesus planted me in South Africa for no reason? This is a beautiful country. And we stand by it. And we keep praying for them. I pray that you guys keep praying into the government. We will not stop. It may seem monotonous, but we're going to keep on praying. Join us in prayer meetings in the week. We just keep praying for our government nonstop because things will change because we serve a God of change. That's the God that we serve this morning. And it takes me to the power of fear at point number 3. I am not in any way giving power to the power of fear. I'm not glorifying the power of fear in this message. We are conquering fear with this message, with this point. Fear is generally considered a reaction to something immediate that threatens your security. You see what happens? Peter was full of faith. You know it. You heard me read it. He was full of faith. He said, thank you, Lord. He stepped out of the boat. He looked into Jesus. He says, I'm walking on water. His disciples were looking behind him like, whoa. But what happened? He starts to see the wind. He starts to see the waves. You see, it's just a drop of fear. A drop of fear. You just lose a little bit of sight off of him. Just a little. And you start to sink. I pray now in the mighty name of Jesus that we will overcome fear right now. I pray now whoever is sitting right here with a spirit of fear, you can raise your hand if you like. I don't mind that. Whoever's sitting here with the spirit of fear, and if addictions is holding you back, I pray now in the mighty name of Jesus. I see those hands. Jesus, see those hands. I pray now, Jesus, in the mighty name of God. You see those hands, you know what they're going through, Lord. I am just your vessel praying to you now, Lord, and having faith that things are going to change. Things are going to shift right now, wherever they sit now, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit will settle down on them and give them the peace of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, just by raising their hands, they saw that you see that step of faith right now. It was a step of faith raising that hand now, God. Minister to them where they sit right now. Financially, Lord, whatever addiction they carry right now, God, I pray that you will see it and you will, oh, God, bless it in the mighty name of Jesus. Fear tempts us to doubt God's promises and his power. Every day by accepting Christ, we received power. We were made righteous by accepting him. The enemy is putting fear into our heads that we are not enough, that we are not righteous, that we got to do certain things to be righteous. The word says by accepting him, I am righteous. I am no longer a sinner. I am a saint this morning. I pray that you will carry that mandate that you are a saint this morning. We will not be governed by our addictions and by our fears this morning. God has got it under control. Fear tempts us to stay in the boat, the comfort zone. Hey, I'm not going to do that. It's a bit too difficult. I leave that to Craig. Hey, I leave the preachers to Craig. Let me tell you, this is one of the most difficult things I've ever done in my life because I stand there not in Grant's capacity. I stand there with the Holy Spirit this morning. He's the only one that is taking control of my mouth and my mind and my spirit. I thank God for the leadership for just trusting me to worship and just to preach to you guys. I count it such a privilege. This morning, take courage. Jesus said it is him. And don't be afraid this morning. Courage is a faith action. We got to step into it. We got to do something. We got to carry it. It's stepping out the boat even when we are scared. You know how scary it is to raise children? Especially when you don't have the means. You know how scary it is to look upon a year? You got 3 school fees. I don't know what you're going through. A light bill. I really don't know. But you know what? How scary that is as a parent? Are we ever doing enough? Will God provide for us? I'm just a normal worker. I don't have much. But Lord, I'm just going to fail again. That's fear speaking to you. You are righteous. God has given you the strength and the power. God will give you that finance that will come from a place that you will never dream of. That's the God that we serve. I lived in a miracle home with my mom and dad with 6 children. We ate puttu for 3 days, but that was okay. We ate every single day. There was a provision that I cannot understand. 6 children living in Wentworth. But every day we ate, I never starved that day. It was because of their faith. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The only thing scarier this morning than stepping out onto the water is staying in the boat. That is the scariest thing we can do is fear. Because by stepping out, by not doing this, excuse me, let me go back. The only thing scarier than stepping out onto the water is staying in the boat. Because we're missing out on an amazing adventure with God this morning. I'm sure you want to pass on a message that, hey, my school fees were paid this year. How did you do that? By taking a step of faith this morning. That's how you're going to do it this morning. Take that step of faith. We will not let fear control us. We can choose to trust God this morning. Fear has zero power over us. We are walking with the full glory of Jesus Christ this morning. It does something to your posture when you accept Christ. There's a boldness when you go into work. Even when you don't have anything in a bank account, when you step into work, you can still serve. You can still smile. Because of Jesus that is inside of us. It brings me now to the power of the ripple effect. After Jesus had climbed in the boat, the winds stopped. The storm cleared. Let's band together, guys. Let's, you and I, let's allow this Jesus to step into our storms. He's about to calm it right now where you sit. You got to believe that. He's about to calm it right now where you sit. You think you're just in the normal church on the bluff? You are in the church of Jesus Christ this morning. And where you sit, I believe God will restore right now because of your faith this morning. In the midst of the storm, woo, Jesus steps in to calm it down. And finally, those that are in the boat worship Jesus, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God this morning." You see, Peter inspired the rest of the disciples. See the ripple effect? He inspired those disciples by walking on the water. And all got to see the power of trusting God this morning. Come on, people. Yes, Lord. Walk with me. Preach with me. Come on, people. Give me something. Nothing. Come on. Oh, guys. Thank you. Thank you, Craig. I love you, man. You see what happens when we start to step in faith? The people around us start to wonder about what is going on, Mark. What is going on? Why is Mark smiling so much? Why does he walk even though he doesn't have much? But he still walks strong. He's going through a battle. He's struggling, but still he's smiling. That is the ripple effect of faith this morning. As you're sitting there with a smile on your face and you're going through a situation, someone is looking into your life and they're saying, "My goodness, I want some of that." The ripple effect of Jesus can change and move mountains this morning. That changed those disciples that day on that boat. When they saw Peter, they were like, "Hey, with Jesus we can do this." Can you imagine how their spirits were stirred by watching their friend walk on water? "Don't walk on water, Ryan. I'll follow you. Don't, Ryan. I will follow you." You see, when others watch us live a life of faith through the ups and downs, they get to see him too. They get to see Jesus working in us, through us. They get to hear us give all the glory and the credit to him this morning. It begins with one simple yet so difficult sometimes, and that is to take a step this morning. Every one of us, you got to do it on your own. I cannot take the step for you all the time. I have faith for you, by the way. But I cannot take the step for you all the time. At one moment in your life, you got to take your own step. But I have faith for you, and I believe that you can do that. It begins when you answer the call of Jesus Christ. Don't you love how Jesus could have said a long story to Peter. He just says to Peter, "Come and see." This morning, Jesus is saying to you, "Come and see what I have in store for you this morning." In conclusion, if you don't mind standing with me, our faith in God is not about seeing and then believing this morning. Carry that. It's believing when we cannot see. It's about trusting God through the storms. No matter how much you get beaten and how much you're against those waves, we're going to keep believing. We're going to keep rowing. No matter what, we're going to keep going because Jesus is on the throne. It's about stepping out of those comfort zones this morning. Step out of who you are this morning. God wants to show you something new. He wants to show you something brand spanking new this morning. And it's not about allowing fear to control us. Because when we were given the gift of righteousness, that's when fear got broken down. I pray this morning that you will begin to step out of faith. And I believe that for you this morning. And now you take it and believe it yourself. Bless you guys.
Awesome.